EAA enters the post-Poberezny era. Eclipse Aerospace returns to flight level 410. And Flight Design shows off its new C4. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, July 27th, 2010. On August 1st, the Experimental Aircraft Association's top executive will have a name other than Poberezny for the first time in its 58 years. The timetable for the passing of the baton from Tom Poberezny to Rod Hightower was left vague when Hightower was named president last year. But yesterday, Tom and the board made it official, August 1st. Louis Andrew, VP of the EAA board and chairman of its executive committee, said the board unanimously passed a resolution praising Poberezny for his leadership and success in helping make EAA the world's leading aviation association and making AirVenture the world's premier aviation event. Poberezny has led EAA since 1989, when his father, Paul, retired from active day-to-day involvement. Tom has served as chairman of the annual EAA convention for more than 30 years and will assume the title of chairman emeritus when he steps down August 1st. Of his time at the helm, Poberezny commented, quote, "I am so proud of what we've been able to accomplish, from increased attendance at our convention to the expansion of our facilities and programs. I'm pleased to have led the effort to set the stage for future growth," unquote. Poberezny added that he's especially proud of the Young Eagles program. Rod Hightower, current EAA president and CEO, will assume Tom Poberezny's responsibilities. Eclipse Aerospace has announced FAA approval for all Eclipse jets to return to a maximum certified service ceiling of 41,000 feet upon the installation of the recently recertified engine combustion liners. Eclipse and Pratt & Whitney Canada have both been working on the fix for carbon buildup on the static vane on a limited number of PW610F engines. Mason Holland, chairman and CEO of Eclipse Aerospace, commented, quote, "The return to 41,000 feet has been among the most difficult challenges to overcome in our restart program. By completing the combustion liner replacement project, we're officially announcing that the commitments to our existing customers have all been successfully met," unquote. The company has announced 75 new open positions in all phases of operations, including engineering, supply chain, quality, inspection, and IT. Flight Design held a news conference yesterday to talk about its new C4 four-place airplane. The company, best known for its light sport offerings, has a mock-up of the $250,000 plane on display here at AirVenture this week and is taking orders and deposits from potential buyers. The company also announced the next generation of the BRS parachute will be on every Flight Design C4 as standard equipment. The chute will have an electrical firing mechanism which will allow the pilot and passengers the ability to activate the chute in conditions that would not allow use of the current spring firing pin. BRS President and CEO Larry Williams said Kestrel Aircraft has tasked BRS with conducting a study to determine the best way to provide chute recovery for high-speed turbine aircraft. Up next on ANN, Technam's small twin is penciling out for flight schools. B-Light introduces a sensor to detect water in fuel. And Aspen brings the cloud inside the cockpit. You're listening to Aero News. Redbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Redbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration. Aspen Avionics Evolution Synthetic Vision is the most versatile, flexible, affordable synthetic vision on the market. Advanced features include high-resolution terrain rendering, precision flight path marker symbology, predictive caution and warning messages for terrain and obstacles, and easy-to-see 3D traffic targets. User-configurable layouts allow you to put the information where you want, on the PFD, on the MFD, or both. Choose the Evolution layout that works best for you. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 27th. I'm Paul Plack. Technam hosted a news briefing yesterday at AirVenture, at which Ocean Flight Air Services in California, a flight center located at the Watsonville Municipal Airport, announced it will take delivery of its second Rotax-powered Technam P2006T immediately following AirVenture. It was 2 years ago that Technam debuted the plane at Oshkosh, including a demo flight which included a knife-edge pass with one engine out. The plane is designed to take the place of legacy twins as they retire and to be an alternative to newer planes such as the Diamond DA-42, offering flight schools dramatically reduced operating costs for students seeking commercial and multi-engine qualifications. At Ocean Air, the P-2006T rents for an introductory rate of $200 per hour for dual instruction. Dudley Clark, the school's director of maintenance, sees a big difference. Quote, "Our previous twin trainer was a Duchess, but the operating expenses for fuel and ongoing maintenance became cost prohibitive," unquote. The Rotax 912S engines in the P-2006T have a combined fuel burn of about 9 gallons an hour and a 2,000-hour TBO. James Wiebe of Beelight Aircraft yesterday revealed a new sensor technology at AirVenture designed to enunciate water contamination in fuel. Wiebe says his proprietary sensor is sensitive enough to detect amounts of water as small as a 1 milliliter drop in the flow of fuel and discriminating enough to detect the difference between gasoline and jet fuel. The system can light an LED or sound an audible alarm. As auto fuel is blended with higher concentrations of ethanol, the threat of water attraction and saturation is a growing danger, not only in aviation, but especially in marine applications. Retail price of the new product is $149.95. Beelight also introduced an instrument panel supporting the company's LED flight instruments that has a black background to complement availability of its original white panel. Included in the new panel is a new turn and bank with slip indicator. Beelight's instruments are available in 1¾-inch square or industry-standard 2¼-inch diameter round configurations. If you enjoy using your iPad in the cockpit, you'll love this. Aspen Avionics has introduced what it's calling the Connected Panel that seamlessly integrates aviation application data from personal handheld devices into certified avionics installed in the panel. Connected Panel includes hardware, software, and application components that provide two-way wireless communications between panel avionics and personal smart devices to streamline flight-related activities. The technology is enabled via Aspen's Evolution flight displays. Initial applications are in development for Apple iOS and Android platforms. Aspen also announced that despite the lack of reliable FAA funding slowing things down, the FAA has granted TSO and STC approval for version 2.3.1 Evolution software. The latest release adds many features and refinements to both Evolution primary and multifunction flight displays and expands the number of supported third-party interfaces with a new ACU2 analog converter option. These capabilities are now shipping for both new orders and for retrofit into existing Aspen flight displays. Still ahead, Kestrel launches a modification branch. PC Aero makes more progress on electric flight. And Purdue says its Able Flight grads have done it proud. You're listening to Aero News.
Flightline Systems introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System. Featuring a revolutionary glass panel display that mimics your analog gauges, Oracle provides intuitive access to all your critical engine data at a glance, and it's STC for primary operation. Oracle is also available for twin engine aircraft, featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors. New this year are versions for fixed-wing, turbine, and rotary-wing aircraft with a variety of display options. Oracle is the best co-pilot you'll ever have.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Paul Plack. Kestrel Aircraft Company yesterday announced the formation of a new aircraft modification branch called Kestrel AeroWorks. The company will bring added value and modernization to a variety of airplane types. Led by the same engineers, designers, and aviators as Kestrel Aircraft, the team brings decades of expertise from a number of aircraft companies, including Piper, Beechcraft, Cirrus, Cessna, Honeywell, and Boeing. Kestrel AeroWorks will initially focus on avionics and ergonomics modifications to Piper Meridians, Then we'll branch out to Cirrus and other types and more complex aircraft. Kestrel Chairman and CEO Alan Clapmeyer noted, quote, "The purpose of Kestrel AeroWorks is to take existing aircraft and make them into more modern, more comfortable, more pilot-friendly aircraft." PC Aero is a German design and engineering company exhibiting here at Oshkosh and announced the introduction of the Electra 1 aircraft at its exhibit yesterday. The plane is intended as a technology demonstrator to show what a purpose-built electric aircraft made from high-performance composites and electric motor and control technologies can do. The airframe is covered with photovoltaic solar panels provided by Solar World of Hillsboro, Oregon. The cells produce about 7 watts apiece, and that's enough to extend the aircraft's range by about 50% compared to the onboard batteries alone. As the technology matures and customer demand is determined, the company will decide whether to develop a production version. PC Aero also is offering a hangar option with an array of rooftop-mounted Solar World panels for recharging the batteries. The hangar also appears to offer living space, judging by the models displayed. And Able Flight, the nonprofit organization whose mission is to offer people with disabilities a unique way to challenge themselves through flight training, held a ceremony yesterday at Air Venture to pin wings on 4 pilots trained at Purdue University. Officials at the school say each of those students excelled in academics, and they all met the same flight standards required of every other pilot at the school. Able Flight has awarded 34 scholarships now, and their scholarship winners include 12 people who use wheelchairs, 5 women, and 6 wounded or disabled veterans. One of the wheelchair-bound graduates has started his own flight school. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll get an update on the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators from Chairman Doug Stewart. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.